Welcome to Triumphant Victorious Reminders with Teresa Ann, the show that brings you thoughtful perspective through the lens of Christ. Whether you're on the go, hitting the gym, or simply relaxing with your favorite beverage, Triumphant Victorious Reminders will empower you to live in Christ with heavenly wit. Teresa Ann reminds us that true perspective isn't just about being positioned correctly, it's about being positioned in Christ, who is the ultimate perspective. So tune in and let your friends know to join us as we journey towards seeing mission fields in the midst of battlefields. This is Triumphant Victorious Reminders with Teresa Ann, and we're excited to have you with us.
Today's Triumphant Victorious Reminder points to God as we read Deuteronomy 6. I find it amazing how often we forget the greatness of God. Yet no wonder, as recorded in Deuteronomy 6, y'all, we seem to witness this divine hyperbole, a holy adamacy. Here's what Deuteronomy 6, 4 through 9 and verse 12 says. And I encourage you to read the entire chapter. It says, "Hear, like, listen, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength." Do you see the adamacy there of, let me tell you how much to love him. Love him with everything. Let me tell you what everything looks like. With all your heart, your soul, your mind, your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on your door frames of your houses and gates. Be careful you do not forget the Lord who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. Look at that. God gives us the rescue of how not to forget, because he understands if we forget who he is in the midst of our life, how quickly destruction comes. So he's like, let me show you how to be equipped to be reminded over and over and over again. So upon this reminder, I woke up this morning with a seeming whisper in my spirit to reflect back on a testimonial that I wrote in the book, Daughters of the King. Now, some of you may know about this book. It is an anthology compiled to point to God's goodness in the midst of the difficult and the hard. This book is a collaboration with almost 40 women. So this morning as I awoke, feeling physically sluggish and knowing I have not been doing my best with making better eating choices, because some of you may know that I have been diagnosed with diabetes. And so a loving nudge this morning to read my own testimony. I liken our testimonies to a gospel message of Christ. And as I was reading my own testimony of God's faithfulness from the book, it reminded me yet again of not forgetting the Lord. Hence, to not forget is to be reminded. So I wanted to share this with you and may it encourage God's paradigm shift within you. So here it was, machines beeped, long glass doors surrounded me, and I was lying down in the ICU bed. How did I get here? I knew I wasn't feeling well, but I didn't know it was this bad. That's when a thought came. Well, this health scare was definitely a wake-up call. When suddenly, it seemed as though the Holy Spirit intercepted that thought like a hockey stick to a puck, and violently cast that thought out so quickly while divinely interrupting with, "No, this is not a health scare. I do not lead by fear. You must see how strong I made your body. This moment is evidence of how your body was fighting to live for you. And how often have I thought my body was closer to dying when in reality it was vying and fighting to live? Fighting the gravity of decay, you guys. That was a moment of God's perspective planted so deeply within my heart. And that moment is when another thought swept in with a call to come up higher. From now on, you will see because your body was willing to fight for you, even when you weren't willing to fight for it. How much more will it work for you when you do your part? Now that's when the perspective of not wanting to be sick shifted to getting to be healthy. What a paradigm shift that is. From that perspective and mindset is where it had to change. So the true transformation in my heart from God could take place, causing everything else to follow. Meanwhile, God sent a woman, a clinical pharmacist and diabetes educator, whom I met through none other than social media. Her name is Lisa Pena. And she helped me to maintain this perspective in Christ that transcended into the practical realm. You know, there's mechanics to it. Like there's a, you know, you got to put these practicals to what we know, right? And she helped me do that so much. And I began to see the moments before me as a decision to live with a heart of worship instead of ritual and obligation. I began to see the get-tos overriding the have-tos. My friend Lisa continued to remind me that my organs were depending on me to do my part so they could properly do theirs. Now, how many times have I blamed my body for doing things that were only a result of what I took for granted? That was the moment I began to repent to God and even speak to my organs. As Lisa was helping me through the glycemic index one day, we were going through a Zoom call and she was educating me on how to eat and why we do the things that we do. I remember she stopped and looked at me through our Zoom call and said, "Teresa, you have the ability to repent to God even over your organs." So one of the things I did was pray, "Pancreas, I am sorry you have not been able to trust me. But from here on out, I will do my part so you are taken care of." I remember that. Although it sounds a little crazy, I know, I had to do this to really own up to my part. Think about it. If you or I were to buy a new car and never maintain it by not getting the oil changed, never getting the tires rotated, never getting the fluids changed and filled, and all the other maintenance responsibilities, and one day when my car didn't work properly, who would be to blame? The car, or my lack of stewardship of the car? And yet all the while, I get frustrated with my car, complaining how it's good for nothing when my part was to simply take care of it. Like what? So in this life, I'm learning it's about stewarding what is not our own and getting to do so with worshipful awe and grateful heart to God. He's the one in the midst of all of our trials and triumphs. During every situation, he has so generously provided himself. It's a paradigm shift from lack to abundance, from death to life, from have-tos to get-tos. May the shifting of our focus on him be turned to who we get to do this with and for. This shift can only happen from a heart that is reminded to be grateful to God for who he is and what he has given to us. When we have those moments of complacency or grumbling, may we be reminded in that moment to hear God's call yet again to stewardship and let it be our notification or alert to simply be grateful to God. Don't get all feeling condemned and full of shame because, I forgot, or I've been complaining, or I've been complacent. Just get right back up and say, "Lord, thank you that I am aware of the complacency. I just became aware of the grumbling. I just became aware of my lack of stewardship. thank you, Father, that you're showing me that you're right here and that I'm not doing this for you. I get to do this in you and with you. So when that happens, that's when we're able to count our blessings one by one and be in awe of all that he has given. And even more than that, being in awe of who God is. That's where it matters the most. Today's triumphant victorious reminder is to remember we get to be grateful for everything God is doing in us and how his presence is closer than near in the midst of the hard and the difficult. The paradigm shift of death to life, darkness to light, from self-reliance to dying to self and coming alive in Christ. So let's remember, be careful that we do not forget the Lord by reminding ourselves at every moment of how good he is.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of Triumphant Victorious Reminders with Teresa Ann. We hope that you were empowered and encouraged by the insights and perspectives shared on this program. Remember, living in Christ transforms us into his likeness and enables us to live an abundant life with heavenly wit. With Teresa and we have learned to see mission fields in the midst of battlefields. Be sure to tune in next Saturday morning at 11:30 for another edition of Triumphant Victorious Reminders with Teresa Ann. Until then, keep seeking Christ, who is the true perspective, and may his blessings be upon you always.